Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Northern Bank Robbery. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we explore fascinating stories and lesser-known facts from the depths of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're diving into the captivating and daring tale of the Northern Bank Robbery. This event carries intrigue, mystery, and a fair share of questions that remain unanswered to this day. So sit back, relax, and let's journey into this historical heist. Imagine this. It's December 20th, 2004, in Belfast, Northern Ireland. The holiday season is in full swing, with the streets bustling with festive cheer. But behind this facade of joy and celebration, a meticulously planned crime was about to unfold at the headquarters of the Northern Bank, a name that would soon become synonymous with one of the largest cash heists in British and Irish history. Now let's put ourselves in the shoes of those involved. Picture being an employee of the bank, going through your regular end-of-day procedures, unaware that your life is about to intertwine with one of the most audacious thefts ever recorded. The robbers, as it later emerged, had been planning this operation for months, if not years. Their strategy was bold, involving the kidnapping of bank employees and their families. The criminals' confidence and organization were both chilling and breathtaking. On that fateful night, two senior employees of the Northern Bank and their families were taken hostage in their own homes. Can you imagine the fear and anxiety coursing through them, knowing the predicament they were in? Under significant duress, these employees were forced to comply with the robbers' demands. By the next day, they were back at work, tasked with the grim job of assisting in the heist. The cunning of the robbers was remarkable. They had chosen a day when the bank's vault would be flush with cash due to the increased demand over the Christmas period. The employees, under coercion, facilitated the removal of an immense amount of money, a staggering £26.5 million in various currencies. The entire operation was executed with such precision that it seemed as though the criminals faced minimal resistance. As daylight faded and the scale of the theft was realized, the city of Belfast was thrown into a state of shock and frenzy. The Northern Bank robbery wasn't simply a local incident. It made international headlines, stirring interest and intrigue around the world. But here's where the plot thickens. Despite extensive investigations involving several law enforcement agencies, the identity of the robbers remained elusive. The aftermath of the robbery led to intense speculation. The incident was groundbreaking in its implications, sparking debates on financial security and political ramifications. The Provisional Irish Republican Army, IRA, was suspected, due in part to the organization's history and the scale of the operation. But despite numerous theories, prosecutions, and investigations, the mystery has never been completely solved. In the years since, only a small fraction of the money has been recovered. This suggests that the heist wasn't just the work of a few opportunistic individuals, but potentially part of a broader, much more complex operation. The heist left a shadow over the Northern Bank, now known as Danske Bank, forever etching its name across headlines and the annals of crime history. Now, listeners, pause and consider this. What drives individuals to orchestrate something so elaborate and risk-laden? Can any amount of money truly outweigh the potential consequences of such actions? And as technology continues to advance, how might future heists occur? Will they be as bold and brazen as the Northern Bank robbery, or will they take on new forms entirely? These are questions worth pondering. The Northern Bank robbery isn't just a tale of crime. It's a reflection of societal vulnerabilities and the lengths to which some will go to exploit them. It challenges us to consider the evolving landscape of crime in a world increasingly dominated by digital influence. In a way, it forewarns us of future possibilities and the need for vigilance. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a call to action. Head over to Wikipedia and read more on this engaging story. There are many layers to this event, each with its own set of intriguing facts and unsolved mysteries. engage with the material, and maybe explore related articles. You never know what new directions your curiosity might take. Thank you for joining me on Wikipedia. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the fascinating world of knowledge out there.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Northern Bank Robbery. Thanks for listening. See you next time.